ho, ho. Hello there, folks.
The Legend in My Spare Time Christmas special.
Artu, where are you? Oh, there you are. Well, if you come over here, you'll find a wonderful surprise. You'll have to plug into the central computer to hear what it is. That's right. No, it's not a phase vector. It's your Christmas present. Artu!
I hope you're having a good time with the fruitcake. I thought maybe before the Yuletide ends, we could hang out. Maybe, if you want. Maybe you could turn on the bat signal. I don't have a cell phone.
If it doesn't snow on Christmas, how's Fatass gonna use that sleigh? In case of rain, would there be a train that'll speed him on his way? If it doesn't snow this Christmas, how's Fatass get around to us? Say he breaks down on his way to town, would they let him use a bus? I sent them a nice long letter, and I hope it's not in vain. I really would feel much better if the fat fuck flew a plane. Now they say he got a reindeer for the sleigh he's driving here. But how the fuck's he go if it doesn't snow on Christmas this year? Hey, it, boys! Ah, that's so pretty. Wonderful, ah, fucking wonderful.
So, have you ever really thought about Santa Claus?
Yeah.
The guy's in a big red suit flying around in reindeer because he craves the spotlight. He's a fame junkie. The guy's a clown. He's a megalomaniac. It's all a big show game. He presents himself like, hey, I love to give gifts. Look at me, I'm so nice. He's getting paid. He's got a whole thing happening on the backside. You know they sell more little Santa statues and little Christmas trinkets than they do the Buddha? Don't be a cheerleader for Santa Claus, okay? Think about it. Watch the angles. Don't drink the Kool-Aid. You're better than that.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
My name is Matt Santa Claus Lees. Wow. Off to a good start.
Oh, it was a rough night.
The elf himself, Reverend Dam Davies, welcome.
And Mr. Van Boss.
Yes, and we're here to bring you a special edition of Legend in My Spare Time, albeit truncated, a special gift to you.
Yeah, thanks. I'm not very impressed with you this morning, Matt.
Hey, man, it's Christmas morning, dude.
Yeah, but these elf undies are too snug, man. You could have gotten me a bigger outfit.
Well, I gotta say, you're a good sport for putting them on.
Feel like a male stripper here, you know.
Fuck happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Christmas. So if you don't celebrate Christmas,
then it's probably happy holidays to you too.
Yeah, I guess. It's your choice, I guess. But it's Christmas. Okay, it's about presents and toys. I mean, it's about family.
About good times.
That's right.
About togetherness.
That's right. And it's about giving. And that's what we're doing here. We are giving you, the listeners, a special Christmas gift of a bonus episode with us.
You are so nice.
I know. Full of treats, full of special gifts that only you are going to get, our subscribers. Merry fucking Christmas.
Shit, green going up my ass. That's horrible.
Well, you're a good sport.
Yeah. Right.
Hey, Rev, do you have a favorite Christmas memory?
Yeah, no, not, I don't know. You know,
nothing comes to mind?
Bah.
Bah?
Bah.
What are you, the fucking Grinch?
Bah, humbug, yeah. Scrooge.
What about favorite present? Favorite present?
Really, man? I'm not really into this whole Christmas thing.
What?
It's another Hallmark holiday. It's bullshit.
You never got an Optimus Prime and giggled?
No, I never had Optimus Prime. See, I think maybe that's why I'm bitter. I never got Optimus Prime.
Because Santa fucked you.
And I never got the snake eyes that I wanted.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so.
Would you like to take this opportunity to talk to Santa?
Nope. Santa's a bastard. And you know what? I wrote him off years ago.
Fair enough.
Yeah, that's right.
What do you mean, Artu? That noise is singing, you silly bucket. What, me teach you how to sing? I don't know if I can, Artu. You see, it's rather complicated. But perhaps I can explain music if I try to sing you the explanation. You see?
If you could only give it a try and see if you're through, your voice would float like a feather and we'd sing together, Artu. Just get your circuits buzzing, a mere half dozen will do. If you can get them ringing, then we all will be singing with you.
Now sing, Artu. That's a good start, but try putting the notes where they belong. Again. Good, that's much better. But never give up till you know that you're singing a perfect song. We know that you...
Fuck me, you love Christmas.
You know... So have you watched the... Yeah, you haven't watched It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, but... They have a Christmas special that is... Hilarious.
Well, I was hoping this would be our hilarious Christmas
Danny
special.
Danny DeVito, man. Right?
Listen, man, I don't have Danny DeVito. I have the grumpy Reverend Davies. Because,
yes, you do.
Because why? What did you do Christmas Eve?
I had too much eggnog. Too much eggnog, man. It's rough.
And now the listeners pay for it.
Yeah, nah, you know, I don't know. I'm paying for it now.
Yeah, I'm paying for it, too.
Gotta listen to all those bells and Christmas carols and...
You look cute in the elf outfit,
oh,
though, man.
Yeah, thank you very much.
It's those little red booty fucking boots I like, buddy.
Real impressed that you made me wear this.
On the hat? Look,
for a radio show. You made me get dressed up for a fucking radio show.
Well, why don't you tilt that hat to the side a little bit, baby? It looks good.
Is that how you like it?
Yeah.
Fuck you. Never liked you, and I never liked Santa.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Okay, one of my favorite Christmases. I was pumped to get wrestling toys. This was the year I wanted fucking WWF action figures, the old school Hasbros. Mm-hmm. And I was looking at that Christmas tree all the time leading up to it. And I was staring at that Christmas tree and I wanted wrestling figures. And that's all I wanted was wrestling figures.
You would.
Christmas morning. Although there were lovely gifts, Reverend, there was but one lone wrestling figure.
And was it a good one?
No. It was a late generation Million Dollar Man Ted DiBiase.
What is a late generation?
Well, because Hasbro late in the game got lazy and started not working as hard on the toys.
Okay.
So this one sucked balls. And he wore a green suit, which in wrestling he really only wore once.
Okay.
Now, I don't begrudge my parents. They don't know any better. I appreciated all the gifts. But as far as a wrestling figure year goes, not a good year. You got anything that compares to that in a Christmas memory, Rev?
No, I don't know. Not really. I'll be honest. You know, I don't know. It was all pretty much the same. You go downstairs. You open up the gifts. Go and have a nap. Maybe have some breakfast. I don't know. Chill out.
You are a gem.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I'm full. I got nothing.
Merry Christmas.
I got nothing. I'm sorry.
Merry Christmas, Jeff.
That's just the way it goes, man.
No. Merry Christmas, Jeff.
Is it? Is it really?
You're supposed to say Merry Christmas back.
Bah, humbug. Told you that.
I have a question, Rev.
What?
What would you get a Wookiee for Christmas?
What would I get a Wookiee for Christmas?
Yeah, if he already had a comb. Let's assume he's already got a comb. What else would you get him for Christmas?
A crimper.
Nice! Could you imagine? With a big fucking crimp, bro? Oh,
The 80s style crimping?
I love it.
It's going to come back.
See, that's what Christmas is all about, son.
Yeah, I guess. If you're a Wookiee.
Yeah, you're kind of a Wookiee. Where else do you hear Christmas songs about Wookiees?
You know what? It's a first for me today.
Let me see.
Kind of friend like that, take home. Spare Time Christmas Special is brought to you by Planet Leisure and PlanetLeisure.ca.
Shut up.
Old Saint Nick's got bourbon breath. It's so cold you could catch your death. A cop sold me some crystal meth. It's a merry fucking Christmas. Everything's so Christmassy. The streets are twinkling with frozen pee. My priest just sat on Santa's knee. It's a merry fucking Christmas. All the kids go to bed each night to dream what Santa brings them. Unless they're Jewish or Muslim or some other jip religion. Crackling fires to keep me warm. And my collection of Asian porn. Cradle my bells and work my horn. It's a keep on truckin'. Last year suckin'. Midget chuckin'. Slap the puckin'. How much wood could a woodchuck check in? Merry fucking Christmas!
I hope you all got great gifts.
I'm sure Santa's been great to everybody.
Yes, we're going to go around the room, listeners, and I want you to answer me out loud, even if you're listening on headphones. I want you guys to answer out loud.
Just scream it.
Mr. Gross in Iowa, what was your favorite present? You know what he probably said was the birth of his daughter. Which is cute.
Was his daughter born around this time of year?
He just had her a few weeks ago.
My goodness. Congratulations to Mr. Gross.
She is the first legend baby.
Aw.
Right on. Who else do we have? JJ. Mr. JJ Hawkins. What was your favorite present?
Really? I'm a little surprised by that.
Yeah, like an original or like a remake?
Wow. Went with the remake. Yeah. It's ballsy.
Good job, Elizabeth, for buying that for you. That's excellent. Good job, Elizabeth. Merry Christmas to you as well.
Mm-hmm. And to all of your families.
That's correct. Well, not all of them. We don't know all their families. Come on, man.
Just covering it with a blanket, buddy.
Okay, but that, all right, fine. Who else do we have? You know, that's enough for now. People are going to be like, what about me, motherfucker?
Well, to you that's listening right now.
Oh, Michael Knight. Michael Knight.
Mr. Knight.
What's up? He wears a Nazi jacket around town. Have you seen him lately?
I haven't seen him since we did the BMO Fields thing.
Oh, yeah. He, Michael Knight is our friend who played on the BMO Field at one point when we went there and met celebrities, and he was terrible. It's not a faux hawk, he says, because we accused him of having a faux hawk. Anyway, he's strutting around in this, rather handsome black jacket. It's a very nice jacket.
Cool.
But on the arm, it's got like the German eagle in white, embroidered.
Really?
And I mean, it's a really nice coat, but the first thing I think is Nazi. It's a little creepy.
That's a little intense.
And that being said, Michael Knight is a little creepy.
Yeah.
We love you, man. We love you. I'm not judging you here. I mean, I wear a Spider-Man shirt that's one size too small. And I wear a Ninja Turtle shirt that's probably three sizes too small. So I'm not judging you. I'm just telling you what I think of when I first see you sometimes. You know, I just think Nazi because of the jacket. He probably sees me and thinks fat fuck, you know.
Who knows?
So I still love you, man. I'm not judging. But anyway, what was your favorite gift?
I can't believe you fit that all in there.
I know. Hey, that's what she said. Bam! That's one, folks. Write that down.
Got it in there early.
I'll write that down. So, you know, we can't tell what our favorite present was because it hasn't happened for us yet. The miracle of time travel, folks. So what we'll talk about is our favorite presents ever. Ever. And we took notes today. We compared notes ahead of class.
Yep.
And oddly enough, we both picked the exact same present as our favorite Christmas ever.
It was an epic, epic Christmas morning.
Yes.
Oh, so many years ago that we probably both received this. You want to paint a little story for them so they can reveal it with their own internal mind's eye?
Well, it's obviously mid-80s.
Yep.
It's obvious that you and I are both nerds at the time.
True.
I can assume that you had one, if not all, of the Ninja Turtle figures.
Dude, I had chests of Ninja Turtles. Yeah.
The originals that came on, like, the yellow box, not these new fucking remakes.
No. Nothing too cartoony. This stuff was pretty solidly built. Like, you could take out your brother's eye with that if you ripped it hard enough.
Especially with the Bebop and Rocksteady ones. They were huge.
Yeah, remember that Ninja Turtle rabbit, the samurai that came in later on in the season? That thing had a plastic sword that was like a piece of metal.
And you know what I never had was the van.
No?
I never had the Ninja Turtles van.
That might still be down on the farm, buddy. If I find that when I go down this weekend, I'll bring it up for you.
I just want to see it.
Yep.
I just want to look at it.
We'll raid the shed. Yes. Anyway.
I want to go with you to do that. Okay. We should take a video camera, and we should film all the nerd shit that we find.
Wow, I don't know if we'll have enough tape, man. Like, I left a lot of stuff back on that farm.
It'll be like nerd porn.
Like, there's at least one solid crate of old Hardy Boys books and Stephen King novels.
Uh-huh.
There's God only knows how many little action figures and stuff I collected over the years. All the old G.I. Joes, the Transformers, and yet, the majority of them, aside from the Ninja Turtles, would be this franchise that we are so tiptoeing around.
And we need to find them.
Yeah.
We need to rescue those toys. And you know, we can even put them in a display case where lots of people could appreciate them.
It's true.
Say at Planet Leisure.
Indeed, on Highland Road in Kitchener.
That's right, planetleisure.ca. A Merry Christmas from the folks there.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget to mention the podcast and you get 15% off right off the top. But anyway, we step aside again.
To get back to the most incredible gift of mine and yours, childhood.
Yeah, so just drop it.
Okay. I had a lot of Ghostbusters action figures growing up. But I had no place that they could call home. Until one day, I got up, opened that big box, and there it was. The firehouse. The firehouse!
I remember it too.
I know. It had the garage door with the giant thing for the car.
Yeah.
It had the fireman's pole that went straight down from the top, and if you put Egon's hand on, you let him go, you spiral around.
Yeah. They sat on a red plate.
Yep.
And you stuck his foot in, and then it went down to the bottom of it.
And
the grates. Of course, the grated floor and the grated ceiling, which, of course, if you're like anything like us, it caused trouble for you too in your childhood. Because the amount of times you get yelled at or get hit with a slipper
for leaving the goo all over the carpet.
The ooze that you could drop on the
The ectoplasm is what it was. Slime is
slime.
That green crap wouldn't get out of our carpet no matter what. My mom freaked.
As did my parents.
And she looked right at my dad and said, Santa should have known better. Santa should have known better than to bring that shit in the house.
So you didn't realize that until much later?
No, they didn't read the instructions on the box.
No, I mean, didn't realize that she wasn't talking to Santa? Did you know?
No, it took me about another 3 years or so. Because remember, I'm a little bit younger than you.
No, that's fair.
Yeah.
I don't really know how old I was around that time. Grasp on things, but I was a young man.
You were probably 10, I was probably 7.
Fair enough.
Something like that.
Yeah.
But the point of the matter is, that was, out of all the Christmas presents over the years, and all of the incredible holiday seasons, incredible dinners and family get-togethers, that's the one present that stands out in my mind as being, wow!
Yeah, I agree. Nuts. I'm agreed. And I can also remember opening the Ecto-1.
Yeah.
And just being like, and I had to put the stickers on the doors yourself, right?
Yep.
I remember I put one of them on crooked.
Oh, and so, you just hated yourself for it, didn't you?
No, I just always remember that my Ghostbusters Ecto-1 had a crooked sticker.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was like sometimes I watch the movie and I'm like, why is that?
Why is that straight?
Oh, right.
Because I screwed up mine.
Yeah, but I didn't like all the later editions that they did of the fucking extreme Ghostbusters.
Yeah, when the 90s came in, everything had to be edgy and pointy. Yeah.
And they were in like red, they were in white suits with red logos.
Yep.
Yeah. And really bright color, really stupid faces and really cartoony expressions, and it was horrible.
Yeah, overly animatic kind of stuff.
That's right. But the Ghostbusters Firehouse was equally our favorite Christmas presents.
It was.
Very weird.
The elves were making toys for the good Gentile girls and the good Gentile boys. When the boss busted in, nearly scared him half to death. Had a rifle in his hands and cheap whiskey on his breath. From his beard to his boots, he was covered with ammo. Like a big, fat, drunk, disgruntled Yuletide Rambo. And he smiled as he said, with a twinkle in his eye, Merry Christmas to all, now you're all gonna die!
Sleigh bells ring, I listening. In the lane, the snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird, here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow, we can build a snowman. Okay, that's enough.
Okay. When he was done delivering presents, Santa decided to stop by for a nightcap.
Yeah.
I had some rum. I had some eggnogs. Had some elves chilling out. Elves are horny little bastards.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a little pissed because they were all over the house. We sent our daughter off to the in-laws.
Mm-hmm.
And, the elves, they're everywhere. Jesus. Yeah, it's only 3 minutes at a time, but they're little jackrabbits all over the place, humping away, getting drunk, can't hold their liquor, they're puking all over the place.
What about Santa?
Well, Santa just sat there. Drinking. That's
Santa
it.
Santa likes to watch.
That's what Santa like. Yeah, Santa likes to watch.
Can he? Can he pack the drinks away?
Oh yeah, that's why he's so fat, man. All that dairy.
And Rudolph? Did he piss on your couch?
I didn't see Rudolph. No, I'm not into animals.
Oh. Is this because last Christmas you punched Rudolph in the face? I remember this story. You said he did a beer.
I lit him up.
You said he did a beer stand. You pissed on your couch. You punched him in his red nose. And this year he was like, no, I'm not going back to the Davies place.
He wasn't invited.
He whipped my ass last year.
He wasn't invited.
I imagine that Rudolph.
Four-legged bastard.
I imagine Rudolph will talk like this from the beginning.
Yeah, he's...
Hey, man, shit.
Oh.
You know me, son. I'm Rudolph, man. You heard a song about the flashy nose, asshole. That's me, motherfucker.
He's so Mexican.
Rudolph.
So, yeah, there's a lot of Mexicans in Compton.
Hey, Christmas, yo, I'm Rudolph, motherfucker. Shit. You don't know me, son. They wrote a song about me, son. The fuck you did lately? Look at my red flashing nose, man. Shit. Your girlfriend loved my red flashing nose.
Now he's Barry White, eh?
That's right. Yeah. 70s. I'm gonna fuck you, lady. I'm Rudolph. All the bitches love Rudolph. Shit. They want to play with my little red nose, so I'll show my little purple-headed red nose.
All right.
You're a good man.
It's just, you know what it is. It's so damn expensive.
You gotta buy presents for the wife.
For the wife, the kid, the dog, the in-laws, the outlaws. Oh, my gosh.
Speaking of outlaws, Merry Christmas to AK.
AK.
And you know, we got some mail. We got some Christmas mail.
For real?
Yes, we're going to blow their minds by reading their messages here on Christmas morning.
Okay.
All right, here we go. I posted on our Facebook today that we were recording the Christmas special, and if they would like to get involved, let's hear them.
Okay.
So, first, Michael Knight.
Mike Knight. Mikey Knight.
Okay. He says, let's see, to recap 2010. I find it interesting that AK doesn't mind that you broadcast on the internet, that he might have herpes, but gets really upset when the same info is written on a bathroom wall. The Ministry of Defense isn't the same without Matt. For instance, the toilets work again.
Ooh.
I keep going to the boathouse to see this bullet belt, to see who would deign to sleep with Van Boss. No joy yet. God damn it.
Keep looking.
Hey, Rev. Yeah, I've got nothing to say. I'd like to keep my teeth. Ho, 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 motherfucker. Merry Christmas. Let's see here. You guys thought it was gay when I swapped jerseys with a Canadian gold medalist. But you were the ones filleting the G-list celebrities on the sidelines. It's Christmas. We're going to let him have this round.
Ooh, all right.
Merry Christmas. Ollie, filleting. He says. Filleting, that's a funny word. Ollie, the podcast needed some English humor. So as a listener, I thank you. You're the podcast version of Mr. Bean getting his head stuck in the turkey. In closing, and in seriousness, this is the only podcast I've subscribed to, and I look forward to every episode. Good job, boys, and happy holidays.
Well, Merry Christmas to you, Michael Knight.
That's right.
Thank you very much. Thanks for the match.
That's right. And Ollie says, Oliver Little, I am a terrible man, and I apologize for not recording a little message. That's nice.
That's it?
That's all he says.
Fair enough.
Penny, who is a listener and a friend that I worked with at the Ministry of Defense.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, my old friend. Is she calling me old or saying because we're old friends?
Well, she said my old friend, so.
All right.
Old friends? Fair enough.
JJ Hawkins.
Yes.
Merry Christmas, you pair of so-and-sos.
So-and-sos.
Job well done, JJ.
Thank
I like
you very
JJ.
Much.
Merry Christmas from Legend in My Spare Time.
Merry Christmas. Is a way to say Merry Christmas. Say Merry Christmas. Very Merry Christmas to you. Yes, honey. I'm going to tell you a story about the badass Eazy-E. He was drinking whiskey and gin at the age of 3. Listen and listen well. He's a bad motherfucker.
Give me that goddamn book. Here, let me read you this one.
'Twas the night before Christmas in the house where we podcast. Not a DVD was spinning, not even Mallrats. The stockings were hung by the PlayStation 3, waiting to be filled with awesome toys and treats. The co-hosts were snoring, drunk off their asses, surrounded by empty beer bottles and glasses. Tara in her PJs and I in my Snuggie had finally crashed out after a long game of zombies. When out of the Mat Cave there arose such a noise, I was ready to bit slap one of those boys. And into the living room I stormed like a trooper, only to see those two passed out hookers. Confused, I drifted to the sliding door screen, puzzled by the sound, figuring out what it means. When what to my tired Welsh eyes should surprise, but a fat man in red and little green guys. Either elves or aliens, I could not be sure. I hid behind the curtain until they were closer. A hilarious beast, like M. Bison, he appeared. He giggled and chuckled as these names he sneered. Now Reverend, now Van Boss, now Ollie and AK. On Ben, on JJ, on Barclay, on Dave K. To the depths and the reaches and the darkest of caves, there's depravity and insults and dumb jokes to be made. As cold shivers that before the strange bullet belt creep, when met by a douchebag, they rarely lose sleep. So onto the balcony of the Mat Cave they landed with a bag full of stuff. It had to be Santa. My ears found a jingle, heard just outside. The half dozen elves were trying to hide. I drew away from the curtain just in time to bail behind the sofa with my cats, avoiding their tails. They came in all stealthy, just like the wind. The big dude and company, bags full of wind. The sack full of goodies, some games and some treats. Came from Planet Leisure. That store sure is sweet. His eyes danced about the nerdy selection, clearly impressed by my media collection.
His well-bearded mouth was drawn up on a smile as he knelt down to pet R2-D2 for a while. He held in his mouth a fresh unlit smoke, stolen from Davies. What a lush, what a joke. He had a round face, a good-sized lunchbox, while he drew on the dreamers some big fat cocks. He was juvenile and silly, a right proper old bastard, and I thought to myself, what a perfect podcaster. With a wink like the Fonz and two thumbs up and near, I soon knew this cool dude was nothing to fear. He didn't speak once, not even a word. They had work to do. What industrious nerds. Presents all set and not more left to do, he raided the fridge for a minute or two. Jumping to his ride, his elves all in tow, into the city they rode through the sleet and the snow. But I heard him shout as he let loose this slick line, Merry Christmas to all from Legend in my spare time.
Legend in my spare time, motherfucker.
Yeah, AK, what did you get for Christmas?
Again!
Penicillin!
Well, it's
been... No, he's clean now, I forget, yeah.
Oh, he's a good man again because he went to rabbi school.
Yeah, I never see him anymore. He's a good little Jew.
Yeah, he's a good little Jew.
So he's probably lighting candles.
Now. Hey, speaking of good little Jews, Merry Christmas!
What?
Because wasn't Jesus a Jew?
Jesus was a Jew, yeah.
So, speaking of Jews,
yeah.
Merry Christmas. That's funny.
Yeah.
Man, you hate Christmas so much that you shit on my joke.
I don't get it.
Okay, just say goodnight and Merry Christmas.
Goodnight and Merry Christmas.
He loves you no matter what he says.
That's...
Thank you for joining us.
I just wish I was awesome. Yeah. Over today.
Thank you for spending this year with us. We look forward to many more. Merry Christmas and happy holidays from Legend in My Spare Time.
All right. I got a treat for you. Listen to these kids. Are they great? Beautiful.
In case of rain,
we'll
be our train that will speed him on his way. People say he has a reindeer for the sleigh he's driving here. How if that's all?
Watch your mouth. Your mothers might be listening now. That's very sweet.
This year.
Terrific, kids. Terrific. You're just great. Everybody come over here. You did a great job, and I got candy for everybody. All right, which one of you little pricks stole all the fucking candy canes? Ah, nice, nice kids. Where'd you get them from, a fucking jail? Fucking reform school brats. Get the fuck out of here, all of you.
It was Stuart, I saw you. You took the candy.
I didn't do nothing.
Yes, you did. It was the
kid.
No, it wasn't.